Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Nation Lewis. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the final segment of the show here, and getting ready here. Conversation I had a chance to sit down with Phoenix Felton of the Eagles Landing Christian Academy Chargers football team. He's also a member of the track and field team, and he's also, most importantly, headed to the flats next year for football. So a great conversation with another great young man, and looking forward to you hearing that question. Want to just make sure everyone understands that it does look like this weather is going to hit the Atlanta area in a way that there's the likelihood of schools being canceled on Friday. It's probably pretty strong. So just be prepared. If you can, get your groceries and all that stuff. And I say that not in the sense of like you might be, you know, stuck like Chuck for a long time, but there just may be things you just need in general. And because of the storm coming in, so many people are already hitting up the supermarkets and wiping a lot of stuff out. So, I'll be honest with you, depending on your area, it might be a good luck situation for you, but hopefully you can get what you are in need of. But the shelves are starting to look very empty around the area. So, do your best to try to get what you need. Like I said, whether it's Instacart, if you got to go out, you definitely obviously want to do so no later than tomorrow, early evening, then get in and bunker down. I had never heard of this. I don't know if you have, Sonny. I saw in our neighborhood, it's not a group chat. It's, I don't know what you want to call it, but they put a message in there and they were asking people to leave their garage doors slightly cracked, put some towels and things like in the crack, and leave like food pieces so that animals that may be out in the cold and trying to find somewhere to eat could get something to eat. Had you ever heard of that before?
Absolutely not.
Neither have I. I was like, no, we're not going to do that.
You have an HOA, don't you?
Yeah.
That sounds like HOA problems.
But I never, that was, the, you know, we've had winter problems. I mean, not problems, but winter, you know, bad cold winter. And maybe I've missed it in the past, but I don't recall them ever sending a message like that. And I've just never even heard of that method of doing that. Not to say it's a bad thing, but I was curious because again, I saw it today. The message came through today. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. Never heard of that. Maybe you have out there. If you can, feel free to hit us up, 404-726-0929. But it was the strangest. Sort of, to me, strangest thing.
My grandmother says critters in the most countryest accent ever. The critters.
You're right. They get in, get in. Yeah. Well, I guess that was the whole point, I guess, somewhat of the towel, to kind of, be in the crack. But, yeah, they were saying put, like, some food pieces there. And, yeah, it was interesting. I should have pulled the thing up and read it verbatim. But, again, regardless, I'd never heard of the tactic. So I thought it was just interesting. So.
Hey, GSHA has the cancellations and postponements up on the site, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. As far as who's already canceled and things of that nature.
Exactly. If people can check that out, or it's a lot of them too.
Yeah, a lot of people are, like I said, are moving things. And winter sports, you're really only talking about basketball, swimming, and wrestling. So in which all are indoor sports, but again, it's more about people not being on the roads and safety. And I believe when school is canceled, regardless, And most of these people's schools, they're even though they've moved things, doesn't mean that their school systems have announced that they're canceling. They're just being precautious because once school is canceled, after school activities have to be canceled as well. So they're just moving out of precautionary measures that should their school systems make the announcement that they've canceled, then they can at least get their competitions done early or move them to another date, whatever the case may be. So, all right, with that being said, let's get into our final conversation. Phoenix Felton, Eagles Landing Christian Academy standout on the football field, getting ready to do his thing on the track and field, and he'll be headed to the flats for the football season next year. Great conversation with him, and just got a chance to talk to him about a little bit of everything, you know, the excitement of, you know, getting ready for that next phase of his academic and athletic career and more. And here's my conversation with Phoenix. All right, man, hanging out, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's headed to Georgia Tech, but he's got to finish things up at Elka. I'm talking about Mr. Phoenix Felton. Man, thanks for taking some time to come down and hang out, man.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
All right, man, how was the holiday season? You had a good time?
I had a great time. Spending time with my family, you know, that's special to me.
Good deal, man. What was the one meal you were looking forward to the most out of all the holiday cookings? What was the one dish, I should say?
I would say the ham, mac and cheese, collard greens.
Some staples.
You know, you got to get it in there. I like dressing, too.
Okay.
A lot of people don't like dressing, but I like dressing with the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I'm a dressing guy. Not much of a cranberry sauce guy, but I'm a dressing guy, especially when my wife makes it. So, all right, man, let's talk about it, man. Your high school football career, man, phenomenal career for you. What were some of the biggest areas of growth for you that you would say you were most proud of over that time?
For me, the most areas of growth I was proud of would be, one, leadership. My ability to read and react, and my speed, definitely my speed.
All right, and, you know, what were some of the lessons you learned along the way that you know for sure you're going to carry with you over to the flats?
A lesson I learned was to work no matter how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
My coach always told us every day, your feelings are real, but they're not reliable. So I try to keep that in mind. And then another thing is to remember what got you here. Mm-hmm. You know, keep doing those things and build on it. You know, average people can show up.
Mm-hmm.
But what separates you is what you do off the field.
Good deal. All right. And what was it about Georgia Tech? You know, how did you know, you know, this was where I want to continue my academic and athletic career?
Well, with my opportunities, Georgia Tech, they had the higher level education. So mm-hmm. I put that first. And then two would be the environment, you know, being in Atlanta, and there's no better place than to play at home. It's almost like backyard football, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then three would be the proximity to home. We're like, what, 35 minutes away?
Right.
So nothing's easier than playing in your backyard.
Right. You touched on higher level education over there. Why was that important to you? Because that's not often something that you hear a lot of student athletes say, you know, about the, you know, obviously the what programs they have will be important, but for it to be, like you said, that high level of education that Georgia Tech is known for, you know, why was that important for you?
It's always been important. Growing up, you got to get your grades.
Mm-hmm.
Have to. It's a must. You can't perform on the field without your grades.
Right, right.
You'll get your eligibility taken away from you. So it's always been important. There's no football without school.
Good deal. Phoenix Felton hanging out with us, man. He's headed to Georgia Tech, but he's still wrapping things up at Elka. Let's talk about, man, how excited you're going to be about stepping on campus and getting to work when it's time.
I'm beyond excited. The opportunity to play with people like me, mm-hmm. or even better than me, is going to push me to another level. So I'm really excited to see what they have for me.
All right, and you run track, too. So obviously that's coming up pretty soon. Are there things about track that you're wanting to work on as far as, you know, helping you once it's time to, you know, head over to Tech?
Yes, definitely my get out speed. Mm-hmm. So my ability to get out the blocks as quick as possible, because I feel like I have a strong lead. So if I get that strong lead, then I think I can win a couple of races.
Good deal. Over the years, man, what were some of the things that inspired you, motivated you to get up and grind every day? Because to be able to get to this level takes a lot of work. You know, I've been covering high school sports for a good little bit now, played myself, and it's completely different from when I played. Like, we kind of took breaks. Y'all don't take no breaks, man. So, no breaks. You know, what kind of inspires you and motivates you to get out there and go, even when it's not the designated times that coach say be here, trainers say be here, right. All that?
I would say, number one, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He blessed me with these abilities and these talents to do what I do today. So I feel like I'd be doing a disservice if I wasn't glorifying him with those abilities. And then number two would be my Father. He gets up and go to work every day, no matter how he feels. So why would I do anything different?
Right, right. Got to be good to hear that, Dad. Dad's hanging out with us, Mr. Felton, as well. Last one, Phoenix, before I let you go, man. What message would you pass on to young student athletes that aspire to be where you're at right now?
I would say definitely get your education. Education is number one. Mm-hmm. Like I said previously, there's no football without school. And you can't just wake up and be D1. Mm-hmm. The work starts. You need to start now. You know, if you haven't started now. And then just be consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, consistency is key.
All right. What's on the headphones, man? I know I said last one. What's on the headphones when you're warming up out there during pregame? What's the playlist kind of consist of?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really listen to music pregame.
Wow, okay.
You know, I feel like if you're not motivated internally, I mean, what do you have going for you?
Okay.
Is music driving you? Is that what's pushing you to play and perform?
Right.
I use the internal motivation.
Good deal, man. Love to hear that, man. Yes, well, sir. Man, listen, thank you again for, you know, making the drive, coming to hang out, man. Excited to see what you do. Matter of fact, I'll be covering track, so I'm pretty sure I'll be seeing you at some meets. But definitely looking forward to seeing you in the flash. My wife ran track and cross country at Georgia Tech, so we're always there at games. My son, my oldest, he's a diehard Tech fan.
I love that.
So we'll definitely be keeping up with you, man. And anytime you're on break, you're right up the street. So just come on over if you ever want to come hang out, man, yes, and update us on what's going on.
Anytime.
All right, man. So before I let you get out of here for real this time, go ahead and if people want to keep up with you, man, and just kind of follow your career, man, you know, give them your socials and all that good stuff.
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram at Phoenix Felton 2. FenixFelton2.
There it is, man. Phoenix Felton. Again, he's wrapping things up at Elka, but get ready to watch him do his thing on the flats. All right, man. Again, great conversation. Great young man. Great all the young men that you heard from this evening, man. Loved having conversations with them all. So thank you to all of them, including Bryson Jada, Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball, and Coda Suttle Jr., Wheeler boys basketball. And then, again, you just heard from Phoenix Felton, Eagles Landing Christian Academy, football, track and field, Georgia Tech next year. So good stuff there. And that's your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports for this week. Shout out to everyone that reached those milestones too, man, especially Kate Harpering, man. 2,000 career points, big deal right there. And everyone that reached 1,000 career points, congratulations to you as well. We'll be doing it again. Let's see, Hawks back next week. They are, so we'll be on probably a little late. They're home, 7:30 tip. So there's a good chance we'll either be on late or we'll do the podcast version of the show next week. Sonny, thank you for holding me down on the other side of the glass. Everyone, again, with the weather coming in, please be safe out there. Once Friday gets here, and if it's as bad as they're saying that it can be, please stay inside. If you don't have to be on the streets for no reason at all, then do so. Stay in the house. Kick it. Watch a movie. Get caught up on some stuff. Maybe do that chore around the house that you've needed that time to do. This would be a good time for you to maybe get started on it, depending on how long it may take you. Maybe even get it done. All right? And that's it, man. This is Press Force Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.